I'm forever glowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
Hey, it's Beth here. Episode 530. Oh my God. 8. This is so funny. I had this pan in my bathroom for 4 years in this drawer. I just took it out this morning. Ouch. Something happened. Just took it out this morning and because I never use it. There I am in the bathroom right now looking for that pan for the first time in 4 years. It's not there. So I think it's episode. I wrote this down with my this stupid eyeliner that I don't even know why I bought it. I never used it. And it's a pencil. It looks like a pencil. And I think it says 539, but I'm not sure. Okay. So that's what's happening. Home and Bathrobe magazine. Cannot believe that it is May. It's going to be 106 degrees here for 3 months in 2 minutes. Today's humid. But it's not hot. I have to be happy. That's how I live. Okay? Table of contents, forget it. You know, my editor at large, Diane, who lives in Colorado, who's going to have the most wonderful weather this summer? I'm not even calling her. She's made friends. I thought it would die out. She's playing pickleball. The husbands get together with the wives at night and they play games. I thought this would blow up in her face. She's still happy. I didn't know she wanted to be a happy person. I didn't know she wanted to play pickleball. I thought happy hour and food and wine was, we had to walk over and get the food. We didn't keep it on the table. It was on, you know, the counter. We, like, 12-step program. 6 steps over, six steps back. We're in the 12-step program, I thought. But no, she goes to Colorado and becomes an active, fun person. I don't want to call her. I don't want to disrupt all the fun she's having. Gosh. So, my editor at large, I don't know. I don't even know what she'd tell me this month. She'd probably tell me to get up and move. Just move around. Do something. So, anyway, you know, I'm just going to have a nice big lunch after this and relax. That's what I'll do. Let her play pickleball and fun games all night long. That's how the other half lives. I'm happy for them. I just didn't think it could last more than 2 months. But she's got more people in her pickleball group. It's growing. Ah, who knew? She's actually retired. Being a retiree. Living the retired life. And she says it's fun. And she's not in a retirement community. She made her own community that she moved into, a retirement community. Just walking around the neighborhood, talking to people in the neighborhood. I guess other people can do it. I mean, she's an example. She's a good example of good things. If you want to try it, go ahead. Because you have to play pickleball and games with your husbands at night. I mean, if that's what you want, go for it. Okay. The horoscopes, I've been told they're too long. So each horoscope this month, one word. All right? I don't know how much shorter I can make it, except maybe let have it go away. But horoscopes are fun. Aries, the word is abundance. You're going to have some major gains in your bank account and also in your overall self-esteem. It's funny, Aries, how those two go together all the time. Taurus, impact. All the growing pains you've experienced. I thought you were just gaining weight. And that past few years finally makes sense in 2024. Taurus, everything's going to make sense to you. Gemini, you're glowing. Okay? Your center stage spotlight is on again. The whole world is looking at your energy. I don't know how you do it. I don't. Okay? I'm wondering if you always pay for everyone's meals when you go out, because that would be a glow for me. But anyway, whatever you've got, Gemini, you just got it still. Cancer, renew. Well, good. Everything is falling apart. I'm reaching a milestone. I should be having a lot more fun and celebrating with my friends. Huh, maybe that means I'm moving to Colorado with Diane. I have no idea. Leo, dream. You're a dreamer. You have a, this month, everything is going your way. Your career, community, you're going to travel. You're going to play golf and you're going to win. It's going to be great. Virgo, success. Abundance, here we go again with that word. Planet Jupiter spends the second half of 2024 filling you up. You're going to get everything. Everyone else should get. Wake up, be present, second half of this year, Virgo. Libra, devotion. Okay, you're going to be expansive. You're going to care about everyone else. You're going to pray for people. You're going to help people with flat tires on the side of the road. You're going to pick up lost puppy dogs. You're going to be very busy, Libra. Scorpio, commitments. Okay, you're going to be deeper into your partnerships and your relationships. And you're not going to have any more temporary flings. I've got to talk to my husband about this. It's time to commit to a long-term relationship. Well, I guess he's been on the fence for 48 years. Maybe he'll get serious about me now. Sagittarius, love. Love, love, love. That's all you're going to get all month from everyone. Even the parcel post guy. So be careful. Wear your bathrobe. Tone it down. The whole world is after you this month, Sagittarius. You know, don't wear makeup. Look a little slovenly. That's the only way you'll get through it. Capricorn, health. Good for you. Finally, your health. Finally, that infection on your toe is going to heal. Okay? Finally. Because health is coming your way. I'm thrilled for you. Aquarius, you're going to be authentic. Okay? You're going to just give everyone a reality check. You're going to start complaining. You're just going to lose friends right and left. So I suggest, Aquarius, stay home this month. Just don't call people on the phone, just text them. It's really hard to really offend people with a text. Keep it short, keep it light. Authenticity only gets people in trouble. Pisces, alignment. Okay, you're going to take your car in, and they're going to align your wheels on your car. That is what you should do this month, okay? Pisces, every single one of you out there, your wheels are not aligned. That's what she says. I'm willing to believe her. That's all I got. Just one word for everybody. I hope the complaint section gets a little lighter this month. Okay, beauty. Beauty's big this month. Victoria Beckham, in every single picture that she's in, she's got her neck pulled back as if she's been shot in the head. And all these other models are doing it. It's not a good look, Posh Spice. Just, it looks terrible. I mean, her neck is pulled back in these cars and everywhere as if she's looking up at the sky. You look like a cocker spaniel looking at a treat that somebody's holding. It is not a good look on anyone. She keeps doing it though. 5 pictures this month. Okay. I read an article in the Wall Street Journal about sleeping with a stuffed animal. Now, I gotta tell you, I'm doing this. Kit gave me a little giraffe for Christmas. It's a Steve Steiff, that German fabulous company that makes huge giraffes in F.A.O. Schwarz. He got me a little one. It's adorable. I sleep with it. I think I find some comfort in it, like I'm a kid or something. Why be like a kid? Because kids sleep well. That's what this person is saying. Just try it. You got a stuffed animal or a pillow you can hold. Just see if it helps. If it makes you feel secure in the middle of the night because you're cuddling something and you'll sleep like you're 6, do it. Try it. Because sleep is what's going to make you look better. Forget all the makeup. Forget everything. Sleep is the ticket. You wake up after 8 hours of sleep, you look 20 years younger. Okay? I gotta do this other thing too. I bruised my toe. And it's really this pretty color. It looks very natural on me. It's like a purpley burgundy. And I'm going to take my bruised toe to the grocery store. I'm going to wear sandals. and I'm going to find a color that is the exact color of my bruise, because it's natural and it's mine. And it actually is the prettiest thing right now. It's the prettiest thing I've got. But it keeps growing and it's almost gone. And I just think, what's more natural than the color of a bruise on a person? It's my bruise. It's my skin tone. You're not going to read this anywhere. Okay. You're not. You're just going to have to remember that I'm right. I'm totally right about this. Okay. So I keep buying these lipstick sticks at the grocery store because there's this deal where you can get three of them for $15. L'Oreal. Some way it screws up to get more of this color out, and I can't figure it out. So I keep buying them, thinking it's a problem with the lipstick stick. They cannot expect me to buy this long stick with just this little tiny bit of lipstick. Now, I know this isn't a problem for everyone, but it's a big problem for me. And I can't let go. I should write to L'Oreal and ask them what they're doing, because this is driving me crazy. And I like the color, and I just look stupid with this little coupon, and I've been there three times. Ugh, something's wrong, and I gotta fix it, but I don't know how. Okay. That's my sleep better, and get a lipstick that twists up. Don't be fooled like me. Don't fall for it. L'Oreal, you gotta give me a break. All right? I'm not good at makeup. It's just making me feel worse. So that's my problem right now. My other problem is my sister-in-law's coming for 5 days. Today, she's coming. So I'm cleaning. I'm not a good cleaner. I'm cleaning. Last time we had company was last year. And Pat, the guy who came, told me that my bathtub was stopped up. I'm just dealing with it now. But the problem is, I can't hire a plumber because I loved my old plumber, Scott, from Angus Plumbing. I did a podcast on it called Lady Chatterley's Plumber. We were so close. He was so funny. The way we met is I had this kid. My house was always open. Everyone's was 35 years ago. Little kid up the street kept coming down to go to the bathroom at my house because he was holding on, okay? My toilet got stopped up once, called the plumber, brand new to the neighborhood. The kid walked in the first day we moved in and used my toilet and stopped it up. A guest toilet. You got to watch out for guest toilets anyway. Okay, so I call up the plumber like he's the first person I meet in Austin. And he fixes it, and we have a great time. Then he comes back. Like 2 weeks later, the toilet stopped up again. And I don't know what's going on. I don't know this kid is coming into my house and using the toilet. I think he's just playing with my kids. So a week later, I call him back. The toilet stopped up again. He looks at me and he goes, Beth, I can't. I find you very attractive, but I'm really in love with my wife. He thought I was trying to start an affair with him by having a stopped up toilet. Unbelievable. I laughed till I was on the floor aching. He's looking at me and he's saying, you're taking this really well. I really am. When I explained to him and he figured out the kid who stopped up the toilet came into the house while we were laughing in the living room, looked at the stopped up toilet and left the house. He goes, don't you see the problem? I was like, no, I had to talk to the guy's mother. So that was my second relationship on my street in Austin. It doesn't go well when you talk to some 4-year-old's mother about his toilet comings and goings in your own house. I can't say that we ended up friends, but my problem stopped. And he said he thought it was an act of God. It wasn't. It was this little kid up the street, but we became such good friends because that guest room toilet was a problem. Guest room toilets are always a problem. When I had people over and they said, can I use your bathroom? I said, are you going to go see a man about a horse? And they were like, what? I said, are you seriously going to my bathroom. Well, maybe. Well, then you better go to my bathroom in my bedroom. That bathroom can't handle any horses. So, I mean, I had to tell people it was not a good toilet. That kid wrecked it. Scott came after that many times. Lots of things happened in this house and the next house. We were close for 24 years. I gave him everyone I knew. I told him, you've got to use Scott. And then he stopped. Well, actually, we had a problem. We had a marital crisis, a lover's quarrel. When I moved into my other house in Westlake, he said, you're moving? I said, yeah. He said, you can do anything you want, but don't you dare buy a home with toilets that are attached to the wall. I thought he was kidding. And I bought a home with toilets attached to the wall. He broke up with me for 6 months. I had to beg him to come back. And then one of the toilets fell off the wall, and he was so happy. I saw the dark side of Scott Angus Plummer. But I forgave him, and we went on. So what I'm trying to say is, this bathtub's stopped up, and I became my own plumber. Because I can't bear the thought of ever seeing another plumber. I can't bear it. I've never had another plumber. I haven't had a plumber in my home in 12 years. I have this little doohickey that it's like a coil thing. You uncoil it. It's got a bristle at the end. You can put it down a drain. It'll find the clog and it'll get rid of it. No chemicals, no nothing. Works like a charm. Just did it with my bathtub. I get very serious about it. It has to work because I can't cheat on Scott, even though he's stopped being a plumber and he's in Weatherford, Texas, some tiny town. The thought of ever, ever having another plumber is something I'll never be able to do. So luckily, I put it off till the very last minute, knowing I was having company today. Put it off for a year because I didn't know if I could soldier through and be my own plumber. But once again, I rose to the occasion. And I don't have to call a plumber. I will never, ever, ever do it. I'll move. If something bad happens and I can't fix it, I will move. I go on YouTube. I figure out how to unclog toilets, everything. You can find everything on YouTube. You can be your own plumber. I suppose if I had a leak under the house, I'd be in a lot of trouble. Then I'll move. I'll give the house away. Just never have another plumber. I know this isn't a normal article in a magazine, but you might find something like this in the New Yorker. You might. So, that's what I'm all about this month, okay? I'm all about just plumbing. That's it. I mean, gardening. Oh, yeah, so what I did was, the room is half clean. Half clean. So what I did is, I bought flowers. The room looks beautiful. You're blinded by flowers. You're not really looking that carefully at every little corner because there's a begonia and it's like three different colors. That's what I found, some dazzling new ideas in the gardening nursery department. That's what I did. Dazzle them. Blind them with flowers or a scented candle or something. Just blind them. And then you don't have to like get your hands dirty too much. I mean, really, like seriously. Seriously? Like, I'm not gonna go. The baseboards are on the ground. I'd have to bend over and be on my knees. Buy flowers. So, that's what I've got this month. And as far as beauty, just figure out how to get some sleep. Just figure it out. You gotta do it. I mean, really, it's death warmed over every morning that I wake up and I haven't slept. I can't even believe how bad it is. So, that's beauty. Forget it. Just get some sleep. Okay. What do I know for sure? I know Oprah is amazing. She's a billionaire. That's what I know for sure. What I think might be true is, I don't know. What do I know for sure? I'm going to try to be nice to my company. I haven't had anyone in my house in a year. My dog's going to freak out, but what I know for sure is just be kind. Just be happy. just have some drinks readily available and some peanuts or something. People don't ask for much. If they're coming to your house and they're driving all the way from Dallas to be here, they probably like you. There's no other reason to come and see us. We're not that great. So, all I've got in May, enjoy it, because June, July, and August, no, I don't care where you live, except maybe Colorado. Colorado, Maine, places like that is probably gorgeous. Good for you. I wish I was there. So, I'm just going to enjoy May because it's just going to be in the 80s. I'm going to keep the bar low no matter what else happens. If I have a flat tire and it's 80 degrees, I'm still going to be happy because it's 80 degrees. That's how low the bar is going to be this month. I'm going to see if it works, and I'm going to see if it keeps me sane. Home and bathrobe. I'm going to switch to my summer bathrobe. In a week or two, it's like this huge thing. Kit gets so excited. It's like a change. We go from black to blue. I mean, my heart be still. The birds sing. Oh, music swells. A whole different look for a whole other 6 months. So, things are really popping around here. I'm staying sane, and I will be back. Thanks.
They fly so high, nearly reach the sky. Then, like my dreams, they fade.